What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. What is up, Wikimaniacs? Support for this podcast starts with, well, you. You can do so by following us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reddit on Wiki and our TikTok at Reddit on Wiki Pod.
You can find us wherever you find your podcast, and make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchaser and leave your boys a 5-star rating. Tell us how much you love the show and make sure to tell your friends about us.
If you want to support us financially, consider joining our Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com/redditonwiki. For one-time donations, consider contributing to our Buy Me a Coffee page or rock our merch. You can find all our links on redditonwiki.com. The following podcast contains adult language and content not suitable for children.
Some topics may contain graphic details, so a general trigger warning is in place.
We appreciate you being here, so please enjoy the show. Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the podcast that famously does crappy research for your entertainment. Welcome to Reddit on Wiki. This is episode 18, so you should know by now who we is. But for those who don't know, I am your host today. It is I, the Punny Pinoy, Attila the Pun, CM Pun, also best known as the newly verified, put that check mark on my name on Good Pods, baby. I, John Consignato. I am joined today by none other than the cult leader himself. You may know him as the leader of all Fred. Let's start a cult host and our Uncle BJ, Canada's own Mr. Josh Shell. What is going on, my dude?
Not much, unverified father of everyone. So until we take a DNA test that is unproven.
We need to get your ass in a Maury show. That's what we need to do.
You are not the father.
Then just start running at a camera. Rounding up the crew, rumor has it that if you say it's your boy Sean 3 times in front of a mirror, that a super buff sexy guy will appear right in front of your eyes. Master of smut and poster boy that you can do great things when you get a booster shot. Shots and thoughts, head honcho, and Houston legend, Mr. Sean Salvino. What is going on, my guy?
What's going on, my guys? I wish I was sexy as John is making me sound, but that could not be further from the truth. Again, just a reminder, I am morbidly obese. I am under 6 feet tall. It is what it is. That's life, I guess.
It's called a dad bod. That's in right now, right?
That's yeah.
And I'm married already, so fuck it. Who cares?
You got no one to impress anymore. You're fine, man.
Yeah.
You activated the trap card already. You're good.
Trapped her ass.
All right, so you guys know how I always like to start my episodes. I always like to start with shout outs. So I'm going to start with a big shout out to our amazing patrons, Vina and Linz, who we actually had who actually became our guest host when Uncle BJ was out for the week. That was so much fun. Me and Sean had a blast, got to learn a little more stories about Brothers Grimm. And we'll for sure have you again, Linz, if you'd like to come back, of course.
Definitely.
And speaking of Vina, they left us this awesome review, and you're both going to read it in Tagalog. Okay.
Oh, so perfect.
Hopefully you guys have hopefully you guys practice, because this is gonna be fun.
This is my grift.
It is. And Vina wanted me to decide who reads it better. So this is going to be a lot of fun for me because I'm gonna be cracking the whole time. So check your phone, boys. I will be forwarding the review. It should be on our little Twitter group page. But for context, I will translate it for you so you at least understand what Vina said. Okay, so it goes as this. 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Translation goes, super fun to listen and makes my fatigue go away. Not only do you learn, but your stomach is going to hurt from laughing. Even the Meet the Host episodes already started out on a good note. The host personalities fit well together, and you all should join their Patreon because you will not regret it. I am rooting for Josh and Sean's Tagalog skills. John, you be the judge. And judging, I am, Vina. So you can both decide who goes first, but I want to hear your version of this.
Oh, so we're going to read the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going to do like a little half and half. The whole thing.
No,
okay.
No. Both of you, the whole thing. I'm going to judge.
Josh?
You want me to go up first so that you look better?
It's whatever. No one is going to look good coming out of this. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. I'll give it a go. Napakaseya pangin pangyan nakawagalwala. There's no vowel in that one. Ning pagod.
Like you were about to say a bad word.
Makututu kana sakita kakatwa. Meet your host episode. Palang benta na anga ankangla persolada akama isa sumali ko sa Patreon Hindi ko magasisi. I think I got all the. There's just English. I'm reading for Josh.
It's fine. All
right. And I'll read
it
me.
In,
that
sounded I'll good. Read it in the end so you guys can kind of know how it sounds like if you know non
Oh no version. No need, John. Well, I'm about to fucking kill it. Here we go. You just heard it perfect. Here we go. Again, fluent native tongue. Here we go. Napakasaya pakinggan nakakawala ng pagod. Matututo kana sa sakit pa ang tiyan mo kakatawa. I hope this isn't racist, just like me trying to sound correct off of what I've heard my parents say. Anyways,
all right, back.
Yeah, but I'm trying to put an accent on it, which may be making this worse.
That's true. Mine'll definitely be not a correct accent.
Yours is just white all around, so you're good. You're safe. All right. Meet your host episode palang benta na ang kanilang personalidad ay akmang akma sa isa't isa. Sumali kayo sa Patreon, hindi kayo magsisi. Laughing face emoji. I am rooting for Josh's and Sean's Tagalog skills. John, you be the judge. Smiley face emoji.
You nailed those last two sentences, Sean.
Yeah, it was like I was fluent in English for a little bit.
Yeah, for some reason. I would give the edge to Sean, but you have a handicap, bro. You're Filipino. You should.
Yeah, that's
that.
What I'm saying. I've heard my parents speak Tagalog, and I'm around. Like most of my friends understand and can speak a little bit. I'm just the stupid born and raised Texan that is.
So it is what biased. It is. I got to give it to Josh because he's Canadian and he did his best.
That's fine. Wow. Continue my losing streak on every game we play. Shout out to
you.
Man.
I'm just kidding. It's a tie. We both win because that was hilarious for me to hear.
Thank you. We win an all expense trip to the Philippines paid by John. Actually.
Hell no.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go. Let's go to Palawan.
Oh, yeah. Hell. I ain't got no money. But anyway, Boracay. Let's keep going. Well, thank you so much, Vina, for that awesome review. And thank you for also being our patron. You're doing us all this favor. Not only are you paying us, but you're giving us a review. So shout out to Vina. Really appreciate you. And also just want to say hello to our listeners from Kuwait and Finland.
Ooh.
I know Sean got better news with Finland than we do, but just want to say thank you for the love. And we just charted number 12 and number 15 in the history charts on both Kuwait and Finland. It's been super dope that we're being heard internationally. Soon, we're going to be like a Pitbull, man, Mr. Worldwide.
Hell yeah.
Also want to say thank you to all our followers on Good Pods. Man, you're making us look good, better than we should be. We may not always be number one every week, but for the most part, we is. But you all managed to keep us near it. I just want to say thank you. Also, a big shout out to a good friend of mine, Brian Lee, left a review last episode. And he also invited me over to his show coming up titled Distracted. I love play on words. If it's distract head, so it's pretty cool. Can't wait to listen. Yeah. Wikimaniacs, you actually will hear a smarter version of me. I swear. Smartest I've been during that recording.
You've been dumbing yourself down for this show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a dumb person in general, okay?
And Sean and I are up here trying our best.
We're supposed to sound dumb?
I don't know. But with that said, I think that it's fun to celebrate milestones. And fellas, we just hit the quarter of the year mark. We're three months in to doing this. How are y'all feeling about the show so far?
So we made it through our trimester.
Yes.
Wow, first try.
Yeah. Now we can start telling people about it, I think. That's
Yeah, I
think it's been awesome. It's super fun. Yeah, hopefully we can bring some more cool content.
That's true.
John keeps making cover art for us, and I keep changing up the cover art, so that's fun. He's like, what are you doing next week? I'm like, oh, I think about Egyptian afterlife, and then I'm like, actually, I'm changing it up, John, 2 days later. So
I'm still unpaid, by the way.
Yeah, shouts to John for keeping us going.
For real.
How about you, Sean? How you feel about the show so far?
Oh, I feel great. It's a lot of fun. Made a new friend in Josh. Have a second Canadian homie now. And
not so token anymore, right?
Rank. Second or first?
So anyways, you're top two, Josh. You're top two for sure. Nice. For
top
sure.
Top two, but not number one.
Who knows? But yeah, it's been cool. John is Twitter master, so I've connected with more people through Reddit on Wiki than before. So it's been cool talking and making new friends and hyping each other up. Twitter is super positive. Good pods, same way. So yeah. Let's keep the good vibes going.
Hell yeah. Well, speaking of Twitter,
tweaking.
Speaking John's of Twitter.
John's doing heroin.
Little stabby action going on. But just last but not the least, and you guys both mentioned it, just want to say a big shout out to our Twitter followers. We're not so great on Instagram. We're not so great on Facebook. I feel like we found a home on Twitter. I know I'll just be posting some dumb shit there. And for some reason, you guys click likes on all of the shit that I say. And it's dumb half the time. But for some reason, you guys like it. Thank you for indulging my shit posting. And big ups to everyone who shares and tag our stories. And as far as our show, I am so pleased with the progress that we're doing. This is what, episode 18 that we're doing right now? And I feel like every week we're gaining more audience and more people seem to enjoy our show. We might not be factually correct all the time, but the vibes is always positive. So I just want to say thank you to both of you, because you say like I do all these things, but really I couldn't have done it without y'all. So let's keep the vibes going, shall we?
Hell yeah, dude. Okay. Yeah. Up on the total amount of episodes I have on Let's Start a Cult.
That's true, because you've been slacking a lot lately. That's why.
I took a week off.
Hey, mental health breaks are needed, my guy. Take all
very
the breaks you
much.
Need. AKA, let Shots and Thoughts catch up to y'all's listen count, because Let's Start a Cult is killing it. I don't usually look at numbers, but I accidentally clicked on it. And I was like, holy moly, Josh is a beast.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fred.
If we were all showering in the same place, like we would be jealous with Josh's. You know.
No, probably in real life as well. Again, join our Patreon. We compare sizes of listens.
What?
Of friends.
Yes.
You know what I'm
saying? My gosh. All right, before we get in too deep with this topic, just want to introduce a topic for this week. And you know, I actually can't believe that it took me this long to dedicate an entire episode about it. But today I will be wearing my tinfoil hat and taking you to a journey of conspiracy theories. Okay. I am going to be discussing the Denver International Airport conspiracy theory. Have any of you boys heard about any of it, or have you been to Denver at all by any chance?
This is our last episode, because we will get killed after this. I fully 100% believe in this conspiracy, and I don't know a lot about it, but I from what I know, it's a lot of weird Satan shit and Illuminati shit, And I had to not fuck with Illuminati, my guy.
That's interesting. I did an episode on QAnon, so I know a little something about being targeted. But I don't know anything about this one, actually, other than what Sean just said. And on top of that, I've never been to Denver. But if I were to live in a city, I think Denver would be one of them I'd consider in the States.
I really want to visit Denver.
I love Denver. Denver
is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Yeah, one of my favorite places to visit. It's not for the out of shape people like myself, because I'm already a mouth breather as it is. So hiking up in like a mountain that's like 13. Okay, so we hiked up Rocky Mountain National Park. Okay, and that sucker was like 13,000 feet. Like I think 10,000, 13,000 altitude above sea level.
How many kilometers?
No. Well, we hiked like six miles, and it took us like 5 miles, and it took us like 6 hours.
Holy shit.
Because we had to take a lot of breaks, because I felt like my heart was gonna stop.
That's crazy.
I was just like, I was so fucking tired. I thought I was gonna pass out every single time.
Yeah, because you can run a mile in like comfortably, like 8 minutes probably, right?
Jesus Christ, Josh, you are fit. All right, we get it, bro.
We are.
I'm an 11 minute mile.
I was trying to do kilometers to conversion, because I can do a kilometer in like five and a half minutes, maybe six. It's like, and then I'm like, well, seven or eight. It's probably, we can do a mile in, because it's a little longer.
Wait, a kilometer is a little bit longer than a mile. So you're just explaining even longer. More. A kilometer?
Yeah, miles longer than a kilometer.
I'm in Google right now, sir, and it says 1 kilometer equals 0.621371 mile.
Oh.
Yeah, because that can't be right.
You're just even more fit than you thought, Josh.
Longer than miles. 1 mile equals to 1.6 kilometers. So it's the other way around.
Mm.
Huh?
What? A mile. A kilometer is like, I can't do the math. But
a mile and then some.
Yeah. No.
No, a mile.
You need more kilometers to fill up a mile.
Yes.
Am I fucking tripping? I'm in Google.
Yeah.
You just said 1 mile equals 1.6 kilometers.
Yes. Which is because it takes more kilometers to make a mile.
Oh, I'm fucking tripping. Carry on. Absolutely, carry on.
I'm bad at math.
I'm not editing that shit.
You're gonna edit all that shit out. You're gonna make me look good. It's fine. I trust you. We've been friends for 3 months now, like you said.
No, I trust you,
bro.
What the fuck? I'm not gonna edit that shit
out. You're
gonna
let me look dumb in front of our content. In front of our Kuwait friends and our Finland friends.
I don't give a shit.
In fact, he's gonna clip it. Make that.
That's gonna be my fucking episode. Like
Yeah, so kilometers are actually shorter than miles. When we start.
Well, how did we get to that? Oh yeah, could we get up the mountain? Okay, yeah. Let's go back to the Denver thing. What's happening?
All right, we're going to go back. So before, I'm going to introduce the Denver International Airport first as a structure, like based on what they said on Wikipedia. So according to Wikipedia, locally known as DIA. Is an international airport in the western United States, primarily serving metropolitan Denver, Colorado, as well as the greater Front Range urban corridor. At 33,531 acres, or 52.4 square miles, it's the largest airport in North America by land area and the second largest in the world behind King Fahd International Airport. Runway 16R/34L, with a length of 16,000 feet, or 3.03 miles, is the longest public use runway in North America and the seventh longest in the world. The airport is 25 miles or 40 kilometers for our Canadian friend, driving distance from downtown Denver, 19 miles or 31 kilometers, further than the former Stapleton International Airport, the facility DIA replaced. Opened in 1995, Denver currently has nonstop service to 215 destinations amongst 23 different airlines throughout North America, Latin America, Europe, and Asia. It is the fourth airport in the U.S. to exceed 200 destinations. The airport is a hub for both United Airlines and Frontier Airlines. I think Frontier Airlines is worse than Spirit, but let's not go there.
Oh, that's
and
facts.
A base for Southwest Airlines. With over 35,000 employees, the airport is the largest employer in Colorado. The airport is located on the western edge of the Great Plains and within sight of the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains. So that's kind of what Denver International Airport is like on a surface level. But now that we kind of know about it a little bit, let's kind of buckle up our seatbelts and prepare for takeoff, because we're going to be cruising in the altitude that is known as conspiracy theories. Ooh. So a thread from r/Denver posted by username Kidborn actually provided a link for the definitive guide to Denver's airport's biggest conspiracy theories. For the sake of the episode, I'm going to be breaking down just a few of them, and the Wikimaniacs can do all the other research after that. But before we get into that, any guesses what those conspiracies are? I know you already mentioned about the Illuminati. Do you have any other conspiracy theories that you can think of?
No, I was just going to say, you were about to say research like a real Filipino, like super Filipino. Research.
Research. I fall back sometimes.
Also, I appreciate you including kilometers for Josh. Fun fact, miles are longer than kilometers, guys. We haven't talked about that for 5 minutes
I'm sure we haven't, yes.
Bring that up, because you're going to edit that out. And you're going to edit this out.
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
Smooth transition. Here we go.
So we're trying to guess what the conspiracy is?
What are some of the conspiracy theories you think will pop up in this episode?
Something to do with pedophilia. It always does. Usually, nice. QAnon. That's like the QAnon's big thing, the pedophilia stuff and Pizzagate and all that shit. So I'm gonna go with that. And then, I don't know, a cabal of underground conspiracy leaders that are running the world or something.
See, all right, Denver, like you said, is one of the only ones that is a hub. 40 different locations come out of that one airport, making it the perfect place for world's leaders to meet and be evil and do evil shit, because Illuminati.
Damn, bro.
And they have a big blue horse that has demon eyes. That's all you need to know.
Nice. God, hey, don't take up my fucking whole episode.
He's cutting that part out.
Wait, well, your cover art was the giant scary horse, so it's not. I'm not giving any spoiler alerts.
That's true. You're right. But, okay, so before we get into the actual stuff pertaining to conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. We got some bills to pay. We have some world leaders to give our praises to.
Me.
Before we get into that, we'll be right back on Reddit on Wiki after a few words from our sponsors.
Ooh.
What is up, Wikimaniacs? Support for this podcast starts with, well, you. You can do so by following us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reddit on Wiki and our TikTok at Reddit on Wiki Pod.
You can find us wherever you find your podcasts, and make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchaser and leave your boys a 5-star rating. Tell us how much you love the show and make sure to tell your friends about us.
If you want to support us financially, consider joining our Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com/redditonwiki. For one-time donations, consider contributing to our Buy Me a Coffee page or rock our merch. You can find all our links on redditonwiki.com.
All right, welcome back to Reddit on Wiki. We're going to get right on to the conspiracy theories. Okay, so the first one that we're going to be covering is according to Travel and Leisure article written by Andrea Romano back in February 2020. They wrote that one of the theories about the Denver airport was that it was a secret hub for the New World Order or the Illuminati.
And we're not talking about Hulk Hogan, guys. We're talking about some scary people.
Yep. Now, Bash on the Beach 96 with the Outsiders and the Hulkster did the Too Sweet.
No Razor Ramon, no Big Daddy Cool, no Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Josh knows what we're talking about. Go ahead, tell him.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Miles are longer than kilometers.
It do be facts.
Exactly. So the theory was that the secret society that created this airport had some Nazi influence. And yes, joke around about it, about me ending up talking about Nazis again, Josh.
I did not see that coming.
I fucking love you.
You've definitely used that before.
I love you. Sean is like, fuck this.
You two and y'all's weird love triangle with Nazis is a strange but interesting thing that I've learned about you guys. If there's one thing I know about John and Josh is their love to talk about Nazis. That's the quote. That's the clip. We're going to send that out.
No, it's going to be about kilometers.
Another shorter than miles.
Fuck me. And I've never said otherwise.
Okay, sure. So the rumor was that if you look at the airport's runway from a top view, you can actually see it in the form, or you can actually see it form in the shape of a swastika. So let me know if you think this is coincidental or it's the powers that be mocking us common folks. But the organization that was featured in the marker credits, the ones responsible for making the airport, was dubbed as the New World Airport Commission. So speaking of secret societies and the Illuminati, the Denver airport was also rumored to be the headquarters of the New World Order. Sean, you got that right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
There are whispers that there's a time capsule buried in the airport bearing the symbols of the Freemasons, which is always linked to being connected to the Illuminati. Other conspiracy theorists believe that the airport was way out of budget to be completed, and the New World Order, being all powerful, was rumored to fund its completion. And with them financing the whole deal, it was them that suggested that they were given the space to claim that the airport to be their home base. So, of course, the official Denver website debunks this theory, and on their handy dandy PDF guide, guys, they have PDF guides now. I don't know how boomers can open that. So,
oh God,
they tried to this
on their actual website. They have
they actually have it on their website.
That's so funny.
They tried to dispel the rumor by saying, quote, there's a world beneath you with luggage, cars, and golf carts zipping around while the train to the gates runs parallel. And with a commotion of about 1,000 people working down below comes some serious traffic, end quote. And they even joke around by saying yield to the aliens. So they're trying to deflect and saying that it's aliens and not some crazy leaders that's ruling the world. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, boys, how likely do you think this theory is?
Five most likely? Like
five being most likely.
Five, six, seven.
Oh, shit. I did look up the airport from the sky. It does kind of look like a swastika, not going to lie. Now, what are my levels of knowing what other airports look like? They're pretty low. I don't know what other airports look like. I'll go with three. They address it, so that's kind of funny.
Is it the PDF that got you? Like, oh, yeah. Okay, they might not be too bad.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you know, it's
or
fine.
But the fact that they have a PDF means that they're trying to hide something. They're bringing it to light.
They're just
being like, there's no way it could be us. We have a PDF. It's on our website.
We have a PDF.
Are you a conspiracy nut, Sean, if you don't mind me asking? Like, you believe in all this shit?
Only Illuminati.
Only Illuminati. So you think like Jay-Z and them are in that bitch?
So I'm not, well, I don't know who's in it, but I don't believe in lizard people. I don't believe in weird shit or stuff like that. But an organization that rules everything. I mean, there's only so many people that own like the TV companies that own the news that we see and things like that. It'd be real easy to fucking just control people through that shit. I'm just saying.
See, my thing against that, because I'm like probably based non-conspiracy most of the time. Like I enjoy listening to them because they're fun, but I'm like, we know who controls them and they're like corrupt people who have interests. So it's easy to see like the owner of Fox News, why he promotes what he promotes. What I mean? And like, same with like, I'm trying to think of another, like who's the owner of the Daily Wire. Anyway, those people, they have their agendas to push, and then they fund the billionaires and millionaires fund politicians to do what they want them to do, and that's It seems very cut and dry of where the influences are coming from. And none of them seem smart enough to achieve secrecy, I guess.
Okay. All right.
See, part of me is like, of course I don't believe it. But then there's another part of me that was like, would I be surprised if that was in fact true? And I would not be surprised.
Listen, they probably have a fuck poor people club or something like that where they just get together. And
I mean, Jeffrey Epstein's island shit. There's weird shit like that all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't doubt all these world leaders be doing some shady shit together.
Agreed. Okay. I'm going to segue and elaborate more on the underground tunnels of the Denver airport. While it is known that it's relatively busy, according to a Denver.org blog, because of the sheer size of the airport's underground systems, that somehow it houses a secret pathway connecting to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD for short. And if I'm not mistaken, have any of you watched Space Force on Netflix?
No.
Episode 1, I think.
Okay, but if you have, I want to say that's where the show was, quote unquote, located, NORAD. Mm. So NORAD is actually located 100 miles away. How many of that kilometers? I don't know. From the airport in Colorado Springs.
And more
the
than 100. For that,
160, I'd say.
Maybe. So NORAD was located 100 miles away from the airport in Colorado Springs. And that's the home base of the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. Shout out to Air Force. And the reason for that is there are doomsday conspiracy theorists out there thinking that NORAD is somewhere that the Illuminati would be rushed to when the impending doom happens. Mm. So do you believe in doomsday? Like, you think that shit's actually going to happen? Like, the world leaders are just going to pop off and just blow everyone to smithereens?
That's what climate change is, baby.
That's what COVID is, baby.
Okay. Nice. All right.
I don't actually believe that. But
before we get canceled, let's keep on going. So another theory involving the airport's underground is a theory of the extraterrestrial existing down there, most notably the lizard people. So you say you don't believe that, Sean, but I know one of your co-hosts, one of the episodes that you guys had,
yeah,
Ryan just fucking went apeshit on you guys.
We were doing an episode on lizard people and discovering like the origins of that conspiracy and just talking about it. And then in the middle of me reading some shit, he stands up and fucking screams at me and scares the shit out of me. It's on our Instagram. You guys can find it at SMTPOD, little mid-episode plug.
But yeah. I'm aware.
Like, I'm aware.
Because I know that scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh, fuck.
Bro, imagine us. 5 feet away from him, screaming in my face, I'm aware. Fuck me.
Oh, God. He's in Canada now?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Is he your Canadian?
Oh, yeah. This is but he's in Texas. Oh, but he's from Canada.
Oh, that disappoints me.
So, yeah, just a quick plug. Listen to that episode of Shots and Thoughts if you want to learn more about lizard people. Also, if you've seen the movie Us by Jordan Peele, they kind of alluded to this, but instead of lizard people, they're pretty much killer doppelgangers that don't talk. And I did find this on Reddit. Username Polizzi posted an Ask Me Anything thread 8 years ago. This user was a former security guard at the DIA. They did say this about the airport, quote, "What the average customer sees in the terminal and the gates is only a fraction of the airport. There are thousands of offices and support ways that are out of sight of the customers. It is a maze of activity behind every door and underneath you. There's an elaborate tunnel system underneath the airport for quicker transport as well." So when it comes to the secret underground layers there, what's the probability of lizard people or something extraterrestrial lurking below ground? 1 to 5. What do you think?
This is where I'm a 1.
Yeah.
Having done the research on lizard people, I don't believe in it.
Okay.
Except for Ryan when he yells.
I might believe the secret tunnels one more, so I'll give it a 2, but definitely no lizard people.
All right. No reptiles in this house. Okay. So the last set of conspiracy theories I'll be talking about has to do with the art all over the airport. The most prominent one that has people talking about is the giant blue horse with beaming red eyes. And this motherfucker looks like it's ready to kill you. And this is funny because we just announced on Twitter that we are actually bringing Dumbfound Dead back in January.
Hey, let's go.
And holy shit, this couldn't have been more Dumbfound Dead. But when the artist, of course, I'm not going to say his name for reasons, was working on the sculpture back in 2006, a piece of the sculpture fell on him, which severed an artery and killed him, according to an insider.com article. And let's just say the piece that fell wasn't stable. So,
God fucking damn it.
Horse puns out of the way. People think that the statue is still cursed, and the others believe its creation was a reference to the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And this is another wrestling homage to, you know all about wrestling, Sean. I just responded to you with the Arn Anderson meme with the gun a few days ago. So, you know,
Glock Anderson.
Shout out to Arn, best spine buster in the game. Totally. They're thriving in AEW right now. So for those who don't know the Bible, like myself, I don't know shit about the Bible. I had to look this up, and using good old Wikipedia as our resource, this was the explanation of what they are pertaining to the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So the four horsemen of the apocalypse, they're often referred to as the four horsemen, are figures in Christian religion appearing in the New Testament's final book, Revelation, an apocalypse written by John of Patmos, as well as in the Old Testament's prophetic book of Zechariah and in the book of Ezekiel, where they are named as punishments of God. Revelation 6 tells of a book scroll slash scroll in God's right hand that is sealed with seven seals. The Lamb of God slash Lion of Judah opens the first four of the seven seals, which summons four beings that ride out on a white, red, black, and pale horse. So to Zechariah, they are described as, quote, the ones whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth, causing it to rest quietly. And Ezekiel lists them as sword, famine, wild beasts, and plague. So in John's revelation, the first horseman is on a white horse, carrying a bow and given a crown, riding forward as a figure of conquest, perhaps invoking pestilence, Christ, or the Antichrist. So the second carries a sword and rides a red horse and is the creator of war. The third is a food merchant riding upon a black horse, symbolizing famine. He carries the scales. And the fourth and final horse is pale, and upon it rides death, accompanied by Hades. They were given authority over a quarter of the earth to kill with sword, famine, and plague, and by means of the beasts of the earth. So the Christian apocalyptic vision is that the four horsemen are set divine end time upon the world as harbingers of the last judgment. So the black, red, white, and pale colors have been taken. So naturally, blue was the next one on the list of selection. So imagine having a green ass horse, though. Like, that horse is just green. Like, would you be intimidated by a green horse?
I'm also wondering, what's the difference between a white horse and a pale horse? The whole time you were talking, I was like, what color is the pale horse?
One looks majestic and one looks sickly.
Sickly. So white but sick.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I gotcha.
Like the way I try to look at it is like the white horse is like suburban white, and then the pale horse is like trailer park.
Or he's like what's that white rapper's name? Not Eminem. He's a shitty one.
MGK. Yep.
No. What? Did y'all ever watch Spring Breakers? I didn't, but I know that James Franco is based on some shitty rapper. All right, another.
Riff Raff?
Riff Raff.
Riff Raff.
That's the pale horse. Yeah,
that's a pale horse right there.
That's a pale horse. Riff Raff. Wikimaniacs, if you don't know who Riff Raff is, go ahead and do yourself a disservice and Google him. Yeah,
definitely.
He'd be like Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hanks.
Oh, worse.
Is it that kind of white rapper?
Oh, he has a son that raps?
Yeah.
He's not a great dude.
He's like Riff Raff Light.
Oh, that's even worse.
He's also racist. So.
Well, hey, I don't think Riff Raff is racist. So he has that going for him.
There you go. Better than Chet Hanks.
So using the same insider.com article, it was said that the airport boasts some cryptic art all over the 1.5 million square feet worth of property. Most famously, gargoyles are featured by the baggage claim areas. And unless you're a Disney fan who seems to make light of everything, and shout out to Brothers Grimm episode, listen to that. There's a lot of Disney stories there. Gargoyles seem to have more ominous feel behind it, as some would describe them as, quote, harbinger of evil. Meanwhile, this particular gargoyle is just chilling, hands on the side of his face, probably thinking, God damn, they lost my baggage again. So going back to a point already made earlier, the dedication plaque on the airport sported the Freemason logo along with the New World Airport Commission as a group that funded the airport project. Lastly, going to go back to Nazi here, Josh. Sorry about that.
Nice.
Going to talk about the various murals and paintings throughout the airport. The paintings will make you feel some type of way if you end up seeing them. If you end up passing by the airport, you're going to be like, what the fuck is this?
They're fucking weird.
Yes, they're super fucking weird. So according to a Thrillist.com article written by Colin St. John, some pieces like the painting titled Children of the World and In Peace and Harmony with Nature has a plaque that reads, quote, a powerful mural expressing the artist's desire to abolish violence in society. So it's pretty noble what the cause is. But if you look at it, and if you're a cynic like myself, you see a bunch of like Nazi symbolism in this bitch. So there's this character in there. It's sort of a Nazi looking villain with a gun. Okay. A couple of kids holding onto a sword and the peace and harmony with nature painting. You see like a jaguar laying on a table like they're ready to butcher it. A dead bison, stuffed dead bison, preserved penguin, and the forest burning. So I could see why people would look at this a certain way and say, God damn, these people are choosing violence. It's a pretty chaotic looking painting. And one of the murals even had a letter from a child who died in Auschwitz. So it fuels more of the conspiracy nuts, the whole NWO shit and everything. But the images, super bright as hell. But if you're someone who is naturally a not so positive person, like myself, the art will definitely make you feel some type of way. But I think there you have it, some of the conspiracy theories surrounding the Denver International Airport. What are your final thoughts about it, guys? Do you think some of these stories hold weight, or do you think people are just nuts?
I generally think people are nuts. As for this specifically, yeah, I think it's a weird airport by the sounds of it, but I don't know if there's much to it. I think as far as conspiracy theories go, this one's a little shallow. I'm sorry, Sean. I'm shitting on your...
Oh, no, that's fine. They'll probably save you. They'll probably silence me. So if this is the last episode that I'm in, y'all know what happened. Y'all know the fucking truth.
It will not be, because we're recording in like 10 minutes.
you guys are going to release the episodes with me posthumously after I've been murdered by the Illuminati.
So if you don't hear Sean in 2022, what happened?
You know the vibes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty weak claims. I think it seems to be grasping at straws, as most conspiracies do, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. I'll go with a big no for me.
So would you say people are just like trying to like fit a narrative on the things that they see on a surface level?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's what people are always doing. I mean, that's religion or anything like that. They see something or they hear something that they can't explain and they craft a narrative to make it make sense. I mean, that's why you hear the QAnon conspiracy theories and the COVID conspiracy theories, is people who are unhappy with their lives or unhappy with being locked down, coming up with conspiracy theories to make it make sense.
Talk your shit, Josh.
Damn.
Talk your shit.
And I'm the exact opposite, Wikimaniacs. This shit is real as fuck. This horse already murdered one person, and that's not it. That's not the last. You better believe it's coming for you. The apocalypse come. That shit is waking up. It's coming for the rest of us.
That big blue horse dog's coming for all of us.
You better believe it. The four horsemen come from God. That blue horse comes from Satan. You better believe it. Why else do they have gargoyles in the goddamn airport? You know what? When I think of Denver, I think of gargoyles. No way, baby. That's the devil.
You think it's also fitting that Denver or Colorado in general is a place that it's legalized marijuana? You think like they're trying to do that to just trip people out or what?
They're trying to do that to make you think of some other shit, dude. They're trying to to distract you.
Some woke shit. Okay, I see.
The truth.
Let me ask you this now. You believe in a fucking apocalypse happening and a blue horse like waking up and like butt fucking everyone with his giant dong.
You added that. Don't put that on me.
but you don't believe the lizard people existing?
All right, I don't really think the blue horse is going to wake up. I'm just... We're a comedy podcast. I'm just saying. If the NWO exists, I would not be surprised, is what I'm saying.
Oh, definitely.
That's all I'm saying. This is real Sean talking? That's all I'm saying.
What's the other Sean?
The other Sean is the horse is waking up, baby. It's coming for all y'all's asses.
We call him Tinfoil Sean. We should bring him back every once in a while. So you
do say that they are coming for no asses. For
our
asses,
to beat our ass. You're talking about some other shit, John. That's on you.
That's Tinfoil Sean.
Yeah.
He only comes out for Illuminati shit. Because that shit is scary.
How many shots does Tinfoil or Sean need for him to come out?
Zero.
I'm sober as fuck. I'm drinking kombucha. That's it. Talk about Illuminati. Tinfoil Sean is out.
Tinfoil Sean is sober and serious. Okay.
Sober and serious.
He sees what no one else does.
Don't trust a blue horse, y'all. That's all I'm saying.
This is the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit. Well, there goes our episode for this week. What about you, Wikimaniacs? Let us know what you think. Have you been to the Denver International Airport? Have you seen the gargoyles that Sean said are evil creatures? Have you seen Blucifer? And if he's coming for you.
Blucifer.
That's his name, Blucifer. The art. Have you seen the art? Do you think it has some NWO cryptic Nazi-ish scheme? Do you also think there's something more lurking beneath in the surface that we don't know about? If you do, let us know on our social media. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. If you love our show and want to support us, be a patron like our friends Vina and Lindsay for early access and potential bonus episodes. Rock our merch, or for free options, give us a follow on your favorite podcast platforms like my favorite, Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podchaser, and leave your voice a 5-star rating. Most importantly, tell your friends, tell your loved ones, tell your side chick, just tell anyone. That's it this week. We'll see you next time. And remember, if you saw something that kept you up at night, you must have read it on Wiki. Peace. Okay.
Quick quiz. Kilometers longer or shorter, Sean?
Kilometers are shorter, and I've never said otherwise. Continue. See you guys next week, y'all.
Peace.
See
ya.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.